I'm speaking via Skype with LaToya Ruby Frazier, artist, scholar, and activist, and TED Fellow. She is speaking on Thursday, October 5th at 7 p.m. under the auspices of the Rockwell Museum. She's speaking at the Corning Museum of Glass on the topic Art and Empathy, Storytelling for Social Change. Thanks for joining us. Can you give us a gist of what you'll be talking about?
Hi, it's very nice to speak with you this afternoon. So what I'll be speaking about this Thursday in Corning is about the breadth and length of my practice as a photographer, visual artist, and a storyteller. Most of my work is visually seen through photography and moving image, and I often add a social element of social documentary and commentary with everyone that I collaborate with. The work is very much collaboration, and it undulates between portraiture, still life, landscape, and aerial views, and the subject matter always deals with race, class, and in particular the working class, with an emphasis on the environment and access to healthcare. My passion in particular, because I'm from a steel mill town, is really engaging with families that are descendants from steel mill workers and most recently the coal mining industry.
Now that is the Pittsburgh area, right?
At this point, my work extends from Braddock in Pittsburgh all the way into Flint, Michigan, and now into the Borinage, which is a small coal mining village area in Belgium.
How does your view of the world through a lens inform your activism?
That's a really great question. I was, you know, born and raised next to Andrew Carnegie's first steel plant, the Eckert-Thompson work. I also lived next to his first library, the Braddock Carnegie Library. And what I noticed as I was coming of age after the steel industry collapsed and downsized was just a complete abandonment and neglect for small industrial towns. And this made me very concerned. Of course, at a young age, I wasn't able to articulate these concerns, but I was very observant. And so I turned to painting and drawing, which of course led me to photography.
Do you still paint?
No, as an artist, you develop understanding like formal and technical aesthetic through drawing and painting. These are just core foundations that any artist would be trained in. You would have to pass these kinds of foundational courses before you decide to settle on any particular medium. The trajectory and path of an artist is typically learning these types of formal dynamic balances in your work, but then, you know, shifting into becoming a filmmaker or a performance artist or a musician or a visual artist. So, you know, these are, it's just a trajectory and a path that brings many tools to the toolkit of being able to speak to larger issues in terms of what the content and the subject matter of my work actually is. And, you know, I don't know if I'm so much an activist. I'm more like an advocate. I use my work as a platform and a springboard to allow the people that appear in my work to speak for themselves and to engage on a more national scale, you know, in particular in museums or institutions through art and education, which is where a lot of my work is located.
What subjects will you be addressing in your talk?
So in the talk, I really want to introduce what my practice actually is, to clarify that for the public and to share through stories and encounters that I had, of course, growing up in my hometown of Braddock. So I'll be sharing the notion of family, which is a 12-year body of work, which took 14 years to complete with my mother and my grandmother. It's a rare opportunity to look at what life is like in a post-industrial landscape in a small steel mill town through the perspectives and bodies of three women of three different generations. So that would be myself, my mother, and my grandmother. Then I'll also talk about the water crisis in Flint. We've seen a lot of coverage up until the elections began, we've seen a lot of coverage on Flint, and I'll certainly be emphasizing and talking about how that water crisis still continues, even though it's not headline news anymore. But specifically, I'll be bringing a more personal storytelling look through a different family of three women who are Shay Cobb, who's an artist and mother and a poet and a singer. Her mother, Miss Renee Cobb, who also still lives in Flint and works for GM, and Shay's youngest daughter, her only daughter, Zion, who was 9 years old at the time that I met them. And so it'll show a path and a direction in my work that shifts from, you know, the personal three generations that I come from into a new family of multiple generations as well. And it specifically will touch on kind of the migration and plight of the working class, and in particular the Black working class, which unfortunately the understanding of the Black working class has somewhat been skewed due to the messaging in the recent administration and the focal point of the way that the media has twisted the outcome of the election, blaming it on the white working class. I find these to be very divisive tactics, and I'm very concerned about that because I think there's more power in the working class, no matter what race, gender, ethnicity, that all the working class identify and understand how they're all being treated by corporations and thus having their bodies and their health compromised because of deregulation when it comes to the environment.
Once again, the Rockwell Museum welcomes artist, scholar, and TED Fellow LaToya Ruby Frazier with her talk Art and Empathy, Storytelling for Social Change, on Thursday, October 5th at 7 p.m. in the Corning Museum of Glass. If you'd like more information, you can go online to rockwellmuseum.org. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.